The following program was taped before an audience of no one.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey there, Mom. Get a load of this bilf. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's your host, a man now available for curbside pickup, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks one more time to our fake audience, which this week is a grateful nation realizing that finally there will be no more debates. We all know that the difference between radio and the movies is that the movies are all about sex appeal, and nobody got our heart pounding harder than the sea monster in the Oscar-winning movie The Shape of Water. What gills on that guy, am I right? So later on, we're going to be talking to the man who played that character. He's now starring in Star Trek Discovery. His name is Doug Jones. But remember, just be yourself when you call in to play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now, let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa, where are you calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. I always ask everyone how they're doing, but you're from Portland. How are you doing?
Well, I'm in college, so not super great.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that must be tough. What are you studying out there?
I'm studying public health.
Oh, that is a very useful thing. How quickly can you graduate and come out and help us with all this crisis?
2 years?
All right. We'll try to hang on until then, Vanessa. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, an actor and a writer who won't be sleeping until after the election. It's Peter Gross.
Hi, Vanessa.
Next, it's a comedian and writer whose comedy horror movie Extraordinary is streaming now. It's Maeve Higgins.
Hi, Vanessa. Good luck in the game.
And joining us on the panel for the first time, you can see him on Tacoma FD. He's a voice on Star Trek Lower Decks. It's Eugene Cordero.
Hi, Vanessa.
Now, Vanessa, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, any voice from our show you might choose, for your voicemail. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Your first quote comes from the president, this week offering his strong, unified closing campaign message.
I take full responsibility. It's not my fault.
In what event did the president say, the buck stops with me, but don't give me any bucks?
The presidential debate?
Exactly right. It might have been the final presidential debate we ever have. By 2028, instead, we'll have battles in the blood pit to determine who will become the death chieftain. Now, after the first debate, which was a complete cluster chat, the debate commission changed the rules for this week's final debate, saying that each candidate's mic will be muted while the other person makes their two-minute statements. And America was like, wait, there's a button you can push and mute Donald Trump? You couldn't give us that 4 years ago?
As long as he's not the one pushing the button, I think it's just, I think that's fine.
I mean, I didn't hear enough shut ups in this one. I need to hear them both. Well, you shut up. And I need that.
So President Trump started off the debate making big promises. He says a vaccine will be ready in a matter of weeks due to what he calls Operation Warp Speed, which you just know is going to end up creating a supervillain.
I think it already has.
Yeah, possibly.
I really felt like when the second one was canceled, I felt like palpable relief.
Yeah.
Because I feel drawn to watch them. I feel like a civic duty,
right,
and sort of like a comedic duty to kind of like watch and know what's going on. And it's like a relief. It's like a snow day or something when there's no presidential debate. You're like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do this. And so when there was this one, I kept waiting for Trump to be like, I'm not going to do it or something.
But it's so awful, Peter, because of the technology. Now, if there's a snow day, President Trump just screams at you at home. It's really, there's no relief, man.
But I love the idea. I don't know if you get this too, Eugene. Like the Peter said, he has a comedic sense of duty. I never get that. It's not like if I see a banana peel, I'm like, oh, here I go. I don't want to, but that's
I
my job.
My profession, my audience demands it.
Yeah. There's that banana peel that everybody's waiting for. I mean, I was upset that in this debate there wasn't more plexiglass so that it was just covering them completely, and then there was money shooting out from the bottom and they had to grab, you know, as much cash as they could, you know, within 1 minute or something. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to your next quote. Your next quote, Vanessa, is from a company sued by the Justice Department for being an illegal monopoly this week.
People use it because they choose to, not because they're forced to.
So what are we not technically forced to use every day, but we all still use it every day?
Google.
Yes, Google. Very good, Vanessa. Search giant Google was sued by the Justice Department this week for antitrust violations, which brings up the question, why would the Justice Department move against a company that knows the search history of everybody who works there? You know, like Bill Barr is like, no, guys, don't make them mad. Antitrust, of course, refers to laws that limit the growth of monopolies. Antitrust also refers to the feeling you get when your significant other tells you not to worry about the person they've been texting.
When your name becomes a verb that is beyond your company's name, then you automatically have a monopoly, don't you? Like when you become a different part of speech than you started out as.
Exactly. You know, Kleenex, is, of course, is the dominant giant in the facial tissue. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I prefer a Woodco. facial tissue.
Yeah, I also just go, oh, I'm about to sneeze. Can somebody hand me a facial tissue?
Do you know what's actually interesting is there's a quirk in copyright law that if your brand becomes the word for the object that you make, like Xerox or Kleenex or Band-Aid, you lose the right to it.
Yeah.
So all of these companies are constantly having lawyers sending out letters to people saying, no, your character on television did not use a Kleenex. He used a facial tissue. And if that, it's very strange.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, people always, to me, are always like, man, I just Eugene that. Which means that they kind of mumbled. They mumbled their way through something. So now I go by Eugene Cordero. Because I can't use my actual name.
All right, Vanessa, we have one more quote for you. Here is your last quote.
It's enough to make you want to slide on your webcam cover, shut down your machine, put it in a lockbox, and throw it into the sea.
That was a writer for Slate talking about the phenomenon called FOBO, or fear of being on what?
Zoom?
Yes, fear of being on Zoom when you do not want to be on Zoom. After 8 months of doing everything virtually, people have become terrified that they're still screen sharing when they're doing things they no longer want to share, like eating or undressing or tubing. But this is more or less inevitable for all of us. We spend so much time in front of our screen for work and for socializing and then for entertainment. And then when we finally get away from our screens, we end up in a hotel room with Borat's daughter and we have to lie down to tuck in our shirt. It never ends.
The idea that you would be lying down on a bed as like a young woman was like standing over you, and the thing you thought people would buy is like, I have to tuck my shirt in.
Yeah,
is pretty ludicrous. So just like, hold on, let me tie my shoes.
I wasn't sure though, because like, you know, when sometimes when your back is out, you do need to lie down to get dressed. So I'm willing to give Rudy the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, interesting.
When I put on a jacket every morning, I still lay it on the floor and then tumble in.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that that's what he is doing, but with a shirt. On a bed.
But let me ask you guys, we've all been doing Zoom. We're doing this show on Zoom right now. So have any of you had a near miss in terms of doing anything that you didn't want to be seen, being seen?
Everything that I've been caught doing, I wanted to get caught doing.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I like getting caught. I'm a bad boy, so I want to get caught. And I deserve to be punished.
Bill, how did Vanessa do in our quiz?
Can't get any more perfect than that. Vanessa, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vanessa. Take care.
Bye-bye.